Hey, what's up, everyone? Derek Cole here with Simmons One Hour Heating Air, and today I want to talk to you about air filters, specifically allergy filters. Now, air cleaning is always better than an allergy filter, but if you don't want to do air cleaning and you want to stick with filtration, stick with filters, you need to get upgraded to the allergy filter. Now, depending on your system, your home, how it's set up is going to depend on which filter you use. There are a lot of choices. When you go to Home Depot or Walmart or Lowe's, you see aisles and aisles of filters and choices and ratings. And what's a MERV? And they're rated like this. A MERV rating is how efficient the filter is at collecting small particles. So the higher the number, the better it is at collecting those particles. The downside to that filter is you're gonna have to sacrifice some airflow for filtration. So if you're not doing air cleaning, you have to strike that balance between airflow and then collecting those small particles in the air filter. So in most cases, you cannot have a really high MERV-ready filter that's really good at collecting particles because it's then going to stop the airflow to your system, in your system, and that's going to be a challenge, a problem. Your unit's going to freeze up. There's something is going to trigger that, and you're going to start sucking air from under the house, in the attic, outside, because air is having trouble getting through the filter to the unit. So allergy filters are always a good idea. Air cleaning is even better, but if you decide to go with the allergy filters, be careful. Get a professional involved. Hopefully, you have a regular service plan on your system. So when that professional comes out or that technician comes out, you can have them look at your filters. Say, hey, is this too much or is this not enough? Can I go higher? Do I need to go lower? What should I be doing? An easy thing to check and tell if the filter is too much for the system is when the system is on and you put the filter in, is it slamming shut to that filter or is it sucking in that filter and you see four corners looking back at you of exposed space because now the air is going through those corners and not through the filter because the filter is so efficient, so tight. Again, the more efficient the filter, the worse it is on your airflow. So make sure your system can handle what you need. But the best option is air cleaning. Something we recommend and use here is called a Macro Power Guard. It fits right in your filter grill and actually sticks particles to it. Allows for great airflow, has 24 volts going to it, sticks particles to it, less airflow, and then every 3 months or so, you change out that pad, throw it away, put a new one in, you have a brand new air cleaner. So, allergy filters are a good idea, just be careful.